the AmeriChicks with Molly Boats and Kim Monson. The most important stories.
They are like this newfound, off-hinged part of the left. Even Chuck Schumer's pushing back on.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
The buck is stopping with Trump. The different administrations prior to him have been kicking the can down the road on a number of issues.
And opinions and ideas that prepare you to tackle the day ahead.
The heart of this is the U.S. Constitution a progressive document, or is it something that should be looked at as an original document?
It's the AmeriChicks. Molly and Kim.
Because face it, ideas matter.
Because ideas matter.
Ideas do indeed matter. We talk about ideas every Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 a.m. Encore broadcast in the afternoon. We are the AmeriChicks. I'm Kim Munson.
I'm Molly Vogt.
And Christmas is right around the corner.
Yay.
And have you gotten your shopping done?
What?
Aha. you'll be getting on that here soon, huh?
It's so funny. I remember when I was young, my dad would be Christmas Eve, and he's like, "All right, let's go to the mall." And we'd go pick out something for, you know, my mom, and it's like, okay, last minute, that's what you do.
Yeah, that is something.
Gotta wait till the last minute.
That's right. The 24th of December, if you go to the mall, you see all these men with a frantic look on their store to store. But you know what? We have answers. We actually can make your shopping much easier.
Oh, got a great gift idea.
Yeah, well, we have two this morning. The first is we have in studio with us Joshua Scharf. He is one of the experts in Colorado. He is one of the go-to voices regarding tax policy, Tabor, Gallagher, PARA, the Public Employees Retirement Association. And it is important that we continue to bring light to Tabor, the Taxpayer Bill of Rights, Gallagher. You know, this last election season was interesting because Colorado elected people that said that they like to raise taxes and like to raise regulations and rules. But then when you really asked them, do you want your taxes raised? They said, So it's going to be important. I think they're saying we actually like Tabor. So this is going to be real interesting, Joshua.
It is. Good morning, by the way. And it's a pleasure to be here. It's always always fun to join you guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when Governor Hickenlooper came in, this was in 2009, I think that's right. Yes, this was in 2009. He initially said, you know, there's no appetite. Was that right? No, 2011. What am I thinking? He said, you know, there's no appetite for raising taxes. Now, eventually, he got behind Proposition, Amendment 66 and the proposed tax increase, the $1 billion tax increase. But when he came in, there had been a couple of measures defeated. And he said, really, there's no appetite for increasing taxes. He knew how to read, you know, the election returns on that. Polis does not appear to be so interested in that. You know, we just had these regulations go down and these tax increases go down. And at this point, he doesn't seem to be repudiating any of that.
Okay.
And that's a problem. It's a very different approach to governing that that we'll have to see how it plays out.
Well, we the people are going to have to really stay on top of this. And that's one of the reasons why what we do through the show, through the social media here is so important. But let's talk a little bit about gifts. Joshua Scharf, we didn't know this until the last time that you were in studio with us. You do fabulous photo art. And in fact, put the link on that in our email and sign up for our emails from our website, AmeriChicks.com. But put the link there. And that is a lovely gift, Meredith, my daughter, Molly.
Yeah, she thinks of me as her daughter. Isn't that nice? That's how young and fresh I am.
That's exactly right.
Yes. And I also put that link on our Facebook last time you were in here. I'll do it again today. But yeah, beautiful, beautiful art. If you're looking to buy something for your home, for a friend, or what
for your
you.
Office. Let's say you're putting in a new office and you need some great art. So be sure and check that out. The other thing is, though, is we are
joining us for Wine and Truth.
Vino and Veritas. We are partnering with Dr. Thomas Cranwitter, Speakeasy Ideas. And, you know, this is just very organic, but starting in January 28th, I believe it's the fourth Monday of each month for 2019, we are having our Vino and Veritas Club, and we will be going through the Federalist Papers. The tuition is $20 per event or the whole year for $240, which we think is the perfect gift because I think that this is going to get to capacity, so you want to make sure that you have your spot. So if you buy the complete package, $240, you also get a great little name tag, your own wine charm, and probably some other stuff. And so go to our website, AmeriChicks.com. There's the link there, or you can go to Speakeasy Ideas.
Yep. I think it's going to be amazing. You know, most people went through leadership program of the Rockies. It's a class once a year. They only take 65 folks. And it's over 400, I think, that we're applying. And this was a few years ago. I
mean, they never tell
us. Really, really, really want to get in there. And because it's teaching you to defend the principles of America, of the Constitution, of the Declaration of Independence. And you only get one day with Dr. Krannewitter to go through the Federalist Papers. And that is not nearly enough. And so it's going to be amazing to be able to do 12 classes with him on the Federalist Papers. And the point is to be able to verbalize yourself. Why? What were the founders thinking when they put together this limited government, when they created our government? Because you see people today that say, oh, it was just old, you know, white guys, long time ago, it's out of date and what have you.
For their own self-interest.
But if you actually look at it and you start to see, it's not giving the people their rights. It's limiting the government. It's giving their government their rights, which means they can't just do anything. They're not kings. The point is we were getting away from a kingship or a tyranny. We want to make sure that the people are bigger and to be able to verbalize that.
Absolutely. You know, that was adopted in the wake of the failure of the Articles of Confederation.
Yes.
So it constituted an increase in the power of the federal government. Everyone was afraid of what that meant. Mm-hmm. And so they baked in controls on what the federal government mm-hmm. could do. And that's and I think that's That's the appropriate focus for this.
Yeah. And as we say that we want to talk about issues as right versus wrong instead of right versus left, agree or disagree, let's have a conversation. We want to be civil. We know that we're not going to agree 100% with anybody, not your spouse, not your best friend, not, you know, anybody. And so to be able to discuss ideas in a calm, civil way, a respectful,
you have to have the background.
Way. And so this was their way of making the case for a different type of government. And they just did it in such a kind way. So I think it's going to be awesome. So check out Vino and Veritas Book Club that we are putting on with Dr. Thomas Krannewitter. You can find information at the AmeriChicks website.
It is the perfect gift. Mm-hmm. It's the right color. And it fits. So we highly recommend doing that. I'm going to be doing some Thomas Sowell quotes throughout the day. This one, I think, is somewhat apropos as we're talking about government and all. He said, when you want to help people, you tell them the truth. When you want to help yourself, you tell them what you want to hear. So going back to Hickenlooper, he realized that what people wanted to hear mm-hmm. was that they really don't want to raise taxes. I thought that was very telling.
So what do? They call it a fee or a premium.
Oh, well, that's a whole other story that we will get into
at
some
about
point.
That. Yes. Before we get to that, though, Molly, you know, we weren't on the Trump train initially. And we've really watched it, and there's so many things that we like about him. And we're going to play a quick soundbite from Steve Hilton about the many things. You know, he's been doing a lot of good stuff. And then we're a little unhappy about what happened yesterday. So let's do the Steve Hilton quote first.
Yeah, but he's still an idiot, though, isn't he? He's still Trump. Look, the point here is this. We'll never persuade the Trump haters on the left and the right to change their feelings about the president. They just can't stand him. But more than anything, it's aesthetic. They find him vulgar, not to their taste. Fine. But could you just focus on the facts? Could you just acknowledge, even for a day or so over Christmas, that on the facts, on policy, on the substance, this is, so far, a pretty successful presidency?
You know, he's done a lot of great stuff.
He has done a lot of great stuff. And many of the reason I first actually even jumped on the Trump train is because economist Dr. Brian Dmytruk that we had on yesterday was saying, hey, listen, you know, yes, he's a business guy, but he gets it. He gets supply side economics because he promised me that his team with Larry Kudlow and Art Laffer was sitting down with Donald Trump and teaching him how lowering taxes and lowering regulations would unleash the economy. And it did. Mm-hmm. It did great, great, great things. And we see even without Congress making a move on Obamacare before the federal judge decided, thankfully, to say that the individual mandate and thus Obamacare was not constitutional. He has been making moves behind the scenes to lower regulations on HHS,
which brings down cost
in healthcare, right, without having to go through Congress. And keep in mind, you know, President Trump wasn't always a Republican. He was a Democrat before he was a Republican. I think he really doesn't fit into a political box, just like I don't either. We call ourselves conservatarians because we don't really fit into Republican or Democrat or libertarian or anything. We're kind of, you know, on the border. We just want smaller government, bigger individual. Don't tell me what to do with my stuff.
Well, he's a populist. And a populist is basically he's looking out for the ordinary man.
Yeah.
And so what he's done on tariffs is been awesome.
I do, too.
I like the criminal justice reform. I know that a lot of people don't, but I think that makes some sense. You know, just a whole bunch of things. Yep. But yesterday, the Trump administration rolled out a new federal regulation banning bump fire stocks. Those who possess the devices, which make it easier to fire rounds from a semi-automatic weapon, will have 90 days to turn it in or otherwise destroy them from the date that the final rule is published in the Federal Register, which is likely this Friday. I'm not liking that, Molly. I'm not liking it at all.
I'm not either. You know, I think what President Trump does is he sits down with both. He's listening to both sides, which is something that they haven't all done. So one good thing is that at least he is sitting down and listening to both sides. And you know that his daughter, Ivanka, is really left as far as it goes. I mean, she's, you know, yesterday, and we're going to talk about this in the next segment too, but she was for paid family leave and all that kind of stuff. She thinks that the government should do something to help, and we just want the government to get out of the way. I think he's sitting down with people and they're saying, get rid of bump stocks, and that's going to help somehow protect the people. But one thing that I would like for President Trump to learn next, since now he has learned supply side economics, I would like for him to learn the Constitution.
Maybe he should come to Vino Veritas.
He should come to Vino Veritas and learn that when our founding fathers put together the Second Amendment, they weren't just coming back from a hunting trip. They had just taken on the greatest army in the entire world and won with pitchforks. The right to defend ourselves, nobody should say what we can use. You know, you take away bump stocks, you take away guns, you take away knives. What are you going to do? You're going to take away cars? You're going to take away hands?
Right. This is the slippery slope. And one of the things that a despotic government does is the first thing that they do is they disarm the people.
Yeah.
And that didn't work out. Joshua, you're Jewish. That didn't work out very well for the Jews in the Holocaust. So one of the first things that a despotic government will do is to take away the right of people to bear arms. And I think that Trump, he says this is in response to the Las Vegas event. And you know what? We haven't heard a lot about the whole Las Vegas event either.
No.
You know what? And so...
maybe this is a art of the deal way to bring that back into the conversation.
I don't know. But
I do know that people are going to go after this. I think hopefully the Republicans are going to come out and fight this.
But you got to get the narrative right.
The Supreme Court.
You know, the Republicans have to get the narrative right so that people really understand why the Second Amendment is so important. Right. Because when you see pictures of, you know, everyday people that are at a concert that have been murdered, you know, we're like, we got to do something. This is not the right thing to do.
No, do something about the culture. Do something about the mindset. It's not the tool that goes out and hurts people.
It's society.
It's the person who
does it. It is society. And we'll be talking as we move into Christmas on Friday. It's going to be an awesome, awesome conversation about why does this broken, secular, postmodern, relativistic world need a savior. So we're going to talk about that on Friday.
So the moral here is in our story is no, President Trump, you cannot ban the sale of bump stocks or anything, any tools, any.
He's way, way out of what he's supposed to be doing.
Yeah. So,
okay.
No.
So let's talk about something a little lighter. You know, I'm going to have to watch some of the bowl games and some of the playoff games coming up because I need to settle down just a little bit from all of the stuff that's going on out there. And Hooters is your great place for all these games. They've got wonderful football specials. They are Super Bowl people. So there's going to be a lot of stuff that's happening as we start to move into the playoffs and the Super Bowl. And, you know, we love their food. Those new smoked wings that are half the calories, they are delicious. And you can choose the flavor that you have those. So, you know, check out HootersColorado.com. Go over and you don't have to mess up your kitchen. Or if you want to have folks over but you don't want to mess up your kitchen, you know, check out Grubhub and just have them deliver. So that's HootersColorado.com. HootersColorado.com. Let them know that you know the Americhicks. We'll be right back. Yesterday, we talked about paid family leave. And Susan Kochevar, who is a small business owner, the owner of 88 Drive-In Theater, she's texting us and she's like, wait a minute, I'm not sure I agree with that. And we're like, hey, why don't you come on tomorrow?
What's going to happen in Colorado?
Let's chat about it.
Elections matter.
So this is the Americhicks, Molly Vogt and Kim Munson. Check out our website, Americhicks.com. We'll be right back.
All Americhicks sponsors are an exclusive partnership with the Americhicks and are not affiliated or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you'd like to support the work of the Americhicks and grow your business, contact them at Americhicks.com.
Dan Predovich and his team at Predovich & Company help your business plan ahead financially. The Americhicks, Molly and Kim, recommend Predovich & Company as your financial business consultants. Predovich & Company will take care of your tax preparation, bookkeeping, and business advisory services. Dan Predovich and his team want to learn about the unique needs of your business through real, honest dialogue. Because of their advanced technological capabilities, Predovich & Company can help clients anywhere in the United States. Call 303-791-3000 to start preparing now for next year's tax season. Organize your business finances with Predovich & Company.
Are you looking for news, not propaganda? Ready for a news source you can actually trust? How about a news site that doesn't want to sell you a subscription? Visit CompleteColorado.com to see all the latest news from around Colorado. Complete Colorado's staff scours news sources from around the state and nation to bring you only the top stories that affect you right here in our great state. Updated three times a day, CompleteColorado.com has full-time reporters doing original investigations and reporting like newspapers used to do, as well as opinion and political commentary from a variety of Colorado voices. And CompleteColorado.com is the only place to read columnist Mike Rosen. Always fresh content, always free, always informed. CompleteColorado.com, your complete source for Colorado news.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Well, welcome back to the AmeriChicks. I'm Kim Munson.
I'm Molly Vogt.
We have Joshua Scharf in studio with us. We're going to be talking about the Grinch that steals opportunity, and that is taxes. But Molly, you are just, you have a story that you want to tell, and so you get to tell it right now.
Okay, so the other day I mentioned this. Everybody knows that people have been coming to the porch pirates, I think they're calling them, and they're stealing your gifts because it's the holiday season, and people have, you know, get, you know, boxes that they haven't gotten home from work yet, and they're sitting there waiting. They're going to wrap them up and give gifts of joy to people that they love. And people are just big jerks, and they come by and they steal these boxes. So people have been getting back at them. We talked the other day
about the creativity of this woman.
Who was, you know, wrapping up her dog poo and wrapped it up and gave it so that one guy took that home. So here's this other one I just found. This man plants a glitter bomb in a fake Amazon package to catch a thief. And so it takes him, I think, months to put this thing together. He puts a GPS tracking thing in it so he knows where it's going, and there's a camera. And so the guy
This is like 007 stuff.
So when the guy opens up the box in his car, it records him, and all of this glitter flies out. It's all over him, all over the car, and then it starts to it has this
adhesive?
A smell of flatulent smell.
This guy put a lot of time into
this voice.
You have no idea. That is, this thing is so ridiculously over engineered with the cameras, the iPhones,
see it.
And then the GPS tracking and the uploading to the end.
And the voice comes out, and the audio comes out, and it says, "Keep the change, you filthy animal."
That's from
Home Alone.
Home Alone, yeah.
Yeah. So the moral of the story is, don't take other people's stuff.
Right. Don't steal.
Yeah. I think it's awesome.
Do you know it's going to take that guy 100 years to get rid of that glitter in his car?
Yeah, and hopefully the smell.
Have you
too.
Ever done a child's project with one birthday party? I decided to do a glitter project. Oh, my gosh. I had glitter for about 2 years after that. So anyway.
That's why we can't have good stuff, because of people like that. So this is what I'm telling you. It's the culture that we have to change. Don't steal from other people.
Well, and speaking of not stealing from other people, I tell you what, Susan Kochevar yesterday morning, I didn't look at all my texts. She was like, I have to push back on this whole paid family leave thing.
I know. She was listening to us. We were speaking with
Hadley Heath Manning, who, you know,
Women's Forum,
you know, and they're looking for solutions. And Susan's like, no, I don't think this is the solution. Hey, Susan Kochevar, why do you not think that getting into Social Security is a good idea for paid family leave?
Good morning. Well, there's quite a few reasons, but it's kind of an expansion of Social Security. And it's going to be, as I understand it, another tax on your payroll. That's how it will get paid in, this family leave the Democrats are pushing. So the Republicans kind of come up with their own plan, and this is like negotiating on your rights. You're always negotiating backwards. They come up with their own plan for family leave, which is this bigger government. The idea that Hadley was talking about yesterday was using your Social Security money. What you would do is push back your retirement age, as I understand it, in exchange for some family leave money in advance. Part of the problem is with that is it will be on the backs of employers to monitor all that and do all the paperwork.
Okay.
So So there's that one issue.
Now, wait a minute. I just have to, because you're a small business person. And so you collect sales tax, and you have to prove all kinds of different things for rules and regulations. So in essence, I kind of think you're doing the government's work. But you're not getting a government retirement at the end of when you decide that you want to retire, do you?
No. And right now, I mean, with Social Security, Medicaid, we do the I-9s for immigration. In Colorado and a lot of other states, you have to fill out a report on all of your employees for a program called Children First, which tracks people who are employed. Perhaps they owe back child support or something.
And you're not paid by the government to do this, right?
No. On and on. It's just more and more things, and we're not paid. And it costs a lot to just comply with all that, and then there are fines, especially on the I-9, for just putting the wrong date on. The fines are massive.
I just so you go out, you take the risk, you build your own business, you give people jobs, you have to match their Social Security and their Medicare and everything now. You have to have all these rules and regulations, and you're not getting paid by the government to do that. So, okay, I just wanted to make sure that people understand what really is going out there for going on for small business. So the paid family leave thing, you know, when I was talking to Hadley, it's like, well, this seems kind of creative, but then the thing that we forget is Social Security is insolvent.
It is, and there's a couple of other things we need to look at. You know, you want to look long-term. So how many children are you going to be able to use your family leave for? You can only push off that retirement, you know, age for so long. Then what happens if the person gets really old and or really sick and needs their money? You know, they can wound up not being able to push off the Social Security.
So they're going to need money prior to when they thought.
Yeah. And, you know, anytime the government gets into something, there's always a ton of strings. You know, you see all these shows, commercials, you know, come to our class. We'll teach you how to make the most of your retirement and get, you know, the most benefits that you're allowed. Can anybody explain to me why you pay in this money and then you have to jump through all these massive hoops just to get your money back? And it seems to me a little bit unlevel. If you are someone who just works and maybe you know, you don't have time to pay attention to all the radio shows or pay somebody to help you maximize those Social Security benefits, you kind of get left in the cold. That kind of seems wrong to me.
Well, and so one of the things that also I wanted to make sure that people realize when you're taking out your Social Security, you're going to want to keep it in there as long as you can. Because people take it out earlier, they get cut, they get hit, they don't get to take as much out. You want to keep it in there as long as you can. So do the research because you can get a heck of a lot more. And I'm trying to, I think it was Johnny Carson, you know, in California with Social Security. He had so many different wives, and they were all allowed to go after his Social Security. So there wasn't even a limit. It wasn't like one spouse got to get the money. It was all of his exes got to get the same amount of money. And, you know, he didn't pay in a whole heck of a lot more than anybody else because the amount that you pay in is still capped at a certain amount of your income. So he didn't pay enough in for all of these wives to get the money out. So I just wanted to say
that. Did they all get money out?
They all got money out of his Social Security.
Yeah, there is a problem.
There's a problem with Social Security, and there's not any money in there. And so, yes, we don't want people to go to Social Security to take money out for what they need now. Why not just lower taxes so that people can put their own money into their own accounts and start to plan ahead for things like kids and sick days and vacations and the retirement? Just let them do it themselves. If you let them have their own money, nobody else will have to pay for it.
I mean, even Chile, which doesn't have a privatized system per se, but it has individual accounts. And so it basically moved from what we have, which is a you get money based back.
You mean
based
the Ponzi scheme that we have?
Right. Exactly. That you get money back based on a formula, and it's kind of a pay-as-you-go system. They successfully transitioned from that to individual accounts. Now, there's still, the government still takes it, and there are certain and there are certain types of investments that are okay.
But it's an
account, and you know how much you have in there, and it's based on an asset rather than based on a promise. If they can do that, if Chile can do that, I'm pretty sure we could manage to do that here.
You know what? I don't know. You know, like, say banks. Banks have this rule that they have to have at least a certain percentage of our money still in accounts because they use that. They invest it. They lend it in all these different places. But they have to be able to pay us if we come in and we want to take our money out. Does the government have to do that?
No.
No.
No, no. No. And so when we're trying to get more money out, we have to take it from future generations because there's not any money there. So I don't think somebody going in and tapping that money right now for a different cause is going to be good.
Susan, your final thought on this.
Right. Well, yeah, Social Security is already broke, and, you know, we start using it for family leave, and as you've already explained, Social Security got used for a lot of other things, too, you know, college funding and some other things. It's already broke.
Right, so don't add anything else on there.
No, it'll just keep expanding. When you start negotiating on your rights, you're always negotiating backwards, and that's where we are. Look at all the government we have.
You know, that's a real nugget. You know, I think every show we have some real nugget, and that is a really good one there, that when you start negotiating on your rights, you negotiate backwards. And we want to negotiate forward to making sure that individuals have their rights, because that's the beauty of this American idea. So, hey, Susan Kochevar, we love all of the texts that we get every morning. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for listening.
And, you know, we appreciate that you are a longtime sponsor. And the other thing that is just really exciting is Susan has stepped up to the plate. And for Vino and Veritas, 88 Drive-In Theater is the very first sponsor. You're sponsoring that January Vino and Veritas, and we really appreciate it. It's going to be great, and thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you, Susan.
It's a fantastic program.
It sure is.
Okay, so, and yesterday there was at least a little bit of a pause on the market. I think
falling.
It was up. Yeah, I think it was falling. I think it was up about 80 points. We had Brian Dmitrovic on yesterday. And one of the things I was thinking about that is we had a glimpse of what 4% GDP growth looked like for us. And I'm concerned that it might be slipping away because of interest rates. And then Jason.
Tax increases from the Democrats.
Jason McBride. I thought we had such a great call with Brian Dmitrovic. And then Jason McBride said, I'm going to say just the opposite. I'm like, really? He was just teasing. So what's on your mind this morning, Jason McBride?
Just the opposite of what I said yesterday. But,
good.
No, I was going to talk this morning about what's called the Santa Claus rally. There's an old saying that says, if Santa Claus should fail to call, bears may come to broaden walls. So the last five trading days of the year and the first two in January generally are good for a decent little up move, about 1.3% average going back to 1950. And boy, I know 1.3% doesn't sound like anything these days. It seems like we move more than that in one day.
Right.
But yeah, times when we don't get that movement at the end of the year has tended to precede, kind of a poor year following that. So it'll be something to keep a decent eye on here going into the end of the year.
Okay, and isn't today the day that they're going to be looking at interest rates? The Fed's going to be doing interest rates. Is that today?
Yeah, I think they'll make, yep, you're right. They're going to make the announcement today on whether they're going to hike them or take a pause.
I thought you said something really interesting yesterday, and that's, or maybe it was Brian, one of you two brilliant guys, was why don't they just go ahead and raise it, get it over with so that we get that done so that we can move forward.
It was Jason.
Was it Jason?
Yep.
It was probably both of us.
Yeah. And that seems to, I think that does seem to make some sense. So it'll be interesting to see what they have to say about that. So, really appreciate, give Jason a call if you want more information. I just can't believe all these great tidbits that you come up with, all this research that you do. But Presidential Wealth Management, 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600, or check out chickspresidential.com. And, we'll be interested in picking your brain tomorrow to see what you have to say, Jason.
All right. Sounds good. Have a great show, guys.
Okay,
thanks. Jason. You too. I'm going to post something on the Santa Claus stock rally on Americhick's Facebook page, because this is what he's talking about, and this is what everybody's talking about right now. They think there's going to be a rally to close out 2018, so maybe looking at stocks to end up higher regardless of what the Federal Reserve does today. But the Federal Reserve should not be raising interest rates right now.
You don't think so?
I do not think that they should, because
okay, maybe
do they want to get into the Kool-Aid? Why do they want to slow down the market? It's like they don't want us to have any fun. Just like the Democrats coming into the power
in
the
true.
House want to raise taxes.
4% GDP
right now.
Growth? We don't want that.
Growth that
Heck
we haven't
no.
seen in years. Yeah, take away the punch bowl. You know, it's like they don't want us to be prosperous because the government needs us to hurt so that we need their programs so that they can charge everybody more so that they make more.
So that seems to be what might be coming down the pike from the Democrats in the House.
So I say, look, not only should the Federal Reserve not raise interest rates, let's get rid of the Federal Reserve.
Oh, boy. She's on a roll today, Steve. Oh, boy.
She's
on
Their only job is to hurt the market. They're not actually helping it.
Okay. Well, if you want to hear more of this, you just stay tuned. We are the AmeriChicks, Molly Vogt and Kim Munson. We have Joshua.
Santa Claus will get rid of Federal Sharf. Reserve.
And I believe in Santa Claus.
Me too.
You know? So we have Joshua Sharf in studio with us. He is an expert on tax policy here in Colorado. We'll be talking about Tabor, Taxpayer Bill of Rights, Gallagher, some of the other things. Let's ask him about paid family leave, and I have one other question that I want to find out, so we'll ask him about that. This is the AmeriChicks, Molly Vogt, Kim Munson. We'll be right back.
Work with mortgage professionals who will give you quick, accurate financial advice. Home Mortgage Alliance has the knowledge and expertise to explore the many financing options available to you. The mortgage process can be stressful, and as interest rates rise, it's more important than ever to get pre-qualified now so you're ready to buy. Call Kim Sturtz and Mark Cook with Home Mortgage Alliance to make sure you are making the right financing choice for you and your family. 303-888-2732. Kim and Mark will remain available to you 24/7 to help you through the process. Choose the only mortgage professionals recommended by the AmeriChicks. Call Kim and Mark with Home Mortgage Alliance today. 303-888-2732.
Hi, this is the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim. Social media is important to us since it's an avenue we can utilize to hear from and speak to all of our friends. For those of you who enjoy listening to the show, we'd love to hear what's on your radar. Follow us and talk to us at AmeriChicks Twitter and Facebook pages. Also, if you're a business owner who could benefit from some extra foot traffic from like-minded friends, consider advertising on the AmeriChicks radio show. Contact us at AmeriChicks.com or email Molly at AmeriChicks.com.
Steve is selecting, I think, the politically correct songs today, a Christmas song. So thank you so much for that lovely rendition. I do want to hear some politically incorrect songs tomorrow. How does that sound?
I just want to be a little rebel. There's a radio station, I can't remember where it is, but they're playing Baby It's Cold Outside like over and over and over again. I love it. 2 hours straight. Yeah. Kind of like, you know, my favorite Christmas movie is A Christmas Story. And they play for 24 hours straight on Christmas Day.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll shoot your eye out.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll shoot your eye out.
Never did.
Speaking of Christmas,
does that Red Ryder BB come with a bump stock? Does that come with a bump stock?
Not now. Not now, that's for sure. He's got 90 days or whatever to turn that in. So
get those neighbors' dogs. Yeah.
We talked about Christmas shopping. You could get some beautiful photo art, Joshua Sharf. You could get a Vino and Veritas book club membership. But if you want to buy a business, you got to be talking to Chris Cantwell with Trans World Business Advisors.
Absolutely. You know, this is the time a lot of people are tired of working for the man. Let me go out and start my own business. And, you know, you can either do it like we did it and bang your head up against the wall 8 times, start your own business and try to figure out what works.
We wouldn't change it.
You know, put all this money in the beginning and what have you. Mm-hmm. Or go out and buy a business that's already bringing in revenue, already has a plan in place, already has consumers. And so on his website, on Chris Cantwell's website, it's ccsellscompanies.com. He has a list of all kinds of different companies and different industries that are for sale. So go take a look at that. And if you're interested in any of them, give him a call because, you know, he can help you get the financing. He can help you get the plan together. And also on the alternative side, if you want to sell a business or you want to get your plan set up for maybe 5 years down the road, exit plan, I want to get out of my business and find a buyer, he will help you with that as well. He is an entrepreneur. He's great at this. I think he said he's done like 40 transactions in the past couple of years. So
he knows what he's doing.
Check him out. Chris Cantwell, Trans World Business Advisors, ccsellscompanies.com. Give yourself the gift this season of a new business.
And put a bow around it. I think that's awesome. So let's jump in here. You know, people work hard for their money.
Yes.
And it
and harder
seems,
when they raise taxes.
And seems like politicians, bureaucrats, special interests, they're all trying to figure out ways to get their hands on your wallet.
Mm-hmm.
And back about businesses. What was it, the early 90s, the people of Colorado.
1992.
They passed an amendment. They said, now, we just expect you politicians and bureaucrats and special interests to have some good manners. If you want to raise taxes, ask us. And then we're going to give you a formula because we want to keep government somewhat in check. And so the formula, Joshua Sharf in studio, expert on this. What is that formula?
All right. So this is you're talking about the Taxpayer Bill of Rights, and that's called TABOR is the short version of the acronym for that. And so there were several moving parts to that, but you hit the first one. If you're going to raise general taxes, income tax, sales tax, property tax, anything like that, ask first. Mm-hmm. And then the other half of it is that you can only keep from year to year inflation plus population. The growth
makes sense to me.
The previous year's base, okay, the previous year's returns, and then inflation plus population. That keeps government from growing out of control, and it also means that you ought to be able to do what you did last year on inflation plus population, and then if you want to do more, then justify it and go to people and ask them to raise.
And population, I mean, that's a big. We've got so many people moving to Colorado right now. Just look at the traffic.
So, but it makes that adjustment. It makes that adjustment.
Right.
It says so if population grows,
paying taxes.
But man, I was on City Council of Lone Tree for 4 years, and I went on to that, and I really thought that, you know, the mantra of the Republican Party of lower taxes, lower regulations. It took me a minute when I started to realize that there are not only Democrats that want to get rid of Tabor or, you know, kind of defang it, if you will. I don't know if that's the right word. But there's Republicans also. And why?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was surprised to learn that. And so there was a parting shot by Governor Hickenlooper that he wants to try to marginalize Tabor before he gets out of office. So talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so Tabor, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. We'll go back over it briefly because it kind of can be a little complicated, yeah. But we'll go over it briefly. It interacts with something called the Gallagher Amendment, which was passed in 1982. What happened was we saw what went on in California with people getting priced out of their homes, especially older people on fixed incomes getting priced out of their homes by the property tax increases as the values increased. Their income was staying the same, but they needed to pay more and more each year on property taxes just to stay in their home. So a guy named Howard Jarvis led the famous tax revolt there as Prop 13. This was in 1979, made national news.
Mm-hmm.
And it made news here in Colorado. And so Dennis Gallagher, who's still around, by the way, who was a Democratic state senator, I think, put in a measure that would basically limit the personal property taxes, that as it would keep the balance between business commercial property tax and residential property tax the same. So as these things went up, as valuations went up, then your own assessment, that is the assessment that you were going to actually be paying on your property tax on, would go down, so that you would not be priced out of your home. You wouldn't see this rise.
Mm-hmm.
Tabor interacts with that, and so the argument here that Hickenlooper was using is that what's happening is that rural areas that haven't seen this run up in property values are getting starved of money. And so we need to fix this problem. We need to have the courts fix this problem. And I think it was kind of a cowardly thing to do. He had 8 years. This was not a new issue.
Mm-hmm.
And he's then, you know, throws it to the courts at the end of his term. Doesn't ask people. This is after the election. Doesn't make it an election issue. Doesn't go to the people with a proposal. Instead wants the courts to clean this up.
And he's appointed a lot of these judges.
Yes.
Anyway,
that's a way around
that's just
the people.
A little point that I'd like to make.
Fortunately, they said no.
Keep this in mind. Because
wait, what?
Yeah,
president.
The Supreme Court said no, they're not going to deal with this. That's a political question. It's not an issue that they it's not their job when this happens to fix this.
So did this happen since the last time we talked
yes.
with you?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, then that's pretty darn awesome. So now what's going to happen then?
Wait. I just have to tell you, a listener just messaged us listening to our talk about Tabor and said soon they'll change Tabor, T-A-B-O-R, to Tobor, T-O-B-O-R, Taxpayers Optional Bill of Rights. They'll have the option to decide if we get any
Tobor.
Rights.
Tobor.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there's more truth than that.
There is.
But this is good news. Well, hats off to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, no, it was good for them to it's rare for the courts to say this is not our problem, but they did that. So what will probably happen is that this will come up in the legislature. There was a special legislative a special legislative committee that didn't have the power to vote, but sort of had the power to recommend. And so it was a committee that was appointed off session to look at this and come up with several recommendations to how to try to resolve this issue. And we will probably see some attempt to turn this into an initiative, a referred measure to amend the Constitution in some way to kind of, and we will probably tweak Gallagher rather than Tabor. They will probably find some way to adjust Gallagher rather than Tabor. Now, at Independence, we think the whole thing is unnecessary because Gallagher offers a way out. Gallagher says you in a district have the ability to get yourself out from under this if you want to. You can say stop adjusting the mill levy downward if it's starving your fire department of the ability of the money that it needs to put out fires. You can as a district vote to do that. You can vote as a school district to keep the mill levy at a certain level. You could keep it. You could in fact vote to have it float in the other direction if you wanted to, as the general mill levy for the state mill levy comes down. You have the ability to have the rate that you're charged locally go up.
So
you could vote to do this.
Could vote to do that.
And they have. You know, in the last election, there were about 120 measures statewide to de-Gallagherize. You know, we talk about de-Brucing. This is to de-Gallagherize. And over 100 of them passed. And this is because the rural districts went and they made the cases to their voters. We need this money. You have to make the case to them, and they did that, and people agreed to do that. There's no need for the state to tweak this thing.
Ultimately, what it is that they want more and more taxes. And
you think?
This goes back to the Thomas Sowell quote that I mentioned. When you want to help the people, you tell them the truth. When you want to help yourself, government, then you tell them what you think that they want to hear. And so they're gonna figure out a way to try to message this. So what's the fight? What is the fight that we have coming down the pike here that we're gonna need to be aware of? What do you think, Joshua?
Well, like I say, I think what will happen is there will be some recommendation in the state legislature to either weaken Gallagher, either have it done on a county-by-county basis, which might not be such a bad thing, or have it done on a regional basis. So you divide the state up into rural and urban and suburban areas and have those kind of float independently so rural areas don't get see their property values rise more slowly. So they would be treated differently. And that, again, this would be something that people would vote on. That's not an entirely entirely irrational response to this. But then there are other proposals that are perhaps more draconian. So you want to keep an eye on what exactly comes out of the legislature. Again, we don't think there's any need to adjust this at all. People locally know what's best for them, and they already have the option to suspend this if they want to.
And the only way for them to do this is to give it to a vote of the people?
If you want to amend the Constitution, the only way to do that is to refer a measure to a vote of the people. It requires 55% to pass.
Okay. Rolling up my sleeves, this is going to be fun. 2019, we got, and you know what? You've given me heart that the Supreme Court actually said no on this, and I love that people are out there. They're trying to limit government. That's one of the reasons why I love what Act Two Blueprint Reforms is doing, Molly.
Me too. Well, you mentioned Article 5, and you know our founding fathers put Article 5 in the Constitution as an emergency lever so that if government ever got too big, how did they know? How did they know? Exactly. Join us for our Vinos and Veritas book club to find out what they know, and sign up for that at AmeriChicks.com. But anyways, Article 5, Convention of States Movements, we've got Act2Blueprint.org right here in Colorado. They've got 5 ideas to rein in big government at the federal level. And so they are thinking of things like enforcing the rule of law on all federal employees.
Duh.
That's a good one. Giving Congress a quick tool to block new regulations.
That's good.
Not only executive orders, but also regulations taking place by the faceless,
like a bump stock,
bureaucrats.
Okay, just had to throw that in.
Applying term limits on Congress and the judiciary. I got to tell you,
I'm not sure I'm on the judiciary. Okay, yeah. I know. But let's have a conversation.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, there are some people right now in the judiciary that are so old that I'm wondering if they still have the mental capacity to even think about the rule of law. Okay, so I'm just saying. They also want to make Congress account for all claims on the federal budget.
Nice.
And imagine if we started the federal level and made Congress start accounting for our money, maybe the states would follow. Who knows?
That's why I like Tabor, is because they say you have to stay within your limits or ask us.
The fifth idea for change from Act2Blueprint.org suggests we reduce the power of money in Washington, D.C. As Congressman Kim Buck has said, we've got to drain the swamp. Money-based in D.C. So I like the ideas. They've got 5 ideas for change. Check out Act2Blueprint.org. Follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Act2 Inc.
Most definitely. We're going to go to break. But when we come back, Joshua Scharf, always goes too quickly when you're in studio. Two questions that I want to ask you about taxes. We talked about paid family leave yesterday and what that would look like.
Okay.
In Colorado, they're thinking that instead of calling it, and it might be a, like a payroll tax, mm-hmm. but they call it a payroll premium. So we want to talk about languages on that. And then another thing, you know, this new rule on sales tax, online sales tax, seems to me that that should be have gone to a Tabor vote as well. So Joshua, I want to pick your brain on that also. So this is the AmeriChix, Molly Vogt and Kim Munson. Go to our website at AmeriChix.com. Sign up for our emails. And also Facebook and Twitter. Molly, you are just rocking it on all the stuff you're doing on social media. And so be sure and check all that stuff out. We have one more segment. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Award-winning realtor Karen Levine recently celebrated 30 years with RE/MAX Alliance. Karen Levine believes in home ownership. As a Colorado representative to the National Board of Realtors, Karen Levine works to protect private property rights. Choose Karen Levine to buy or sell your home because she understands that it's more than just a house. The AmeriChix, Molly and Kim, know Karen Levine personally and cannot recommend her highly enough. Call award-winning realtor Karen Levine with RE/MAX Alliance today at 303-877-7516. 303-877-7516.
You want to succeed, so you need to dress for the job, event, or relationship that you seek. For over 30 years, entrepreneur, stylist, and AmeriChick Kim Munson has been helping women look their very best. And now, Kim is helping guys, too, with well-priced, made-to-measure shirts, pants, and jackets that fit a busy guy's lifestyle. Guys or gals, if you want to up your game and freshen your look, email Kim at AmeriChicks.com for your initial style consult. Kim at AmeriChicks.com.
Malakalikimaka is a thing. I love this song.
I love the movie. Go out and watch Chevy Chase's Christmas.
Oh, that's true.
He wanted the pool. That was the whole point.
I forgot. That's right. Yeah. That's where she's. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I remember that. And Joshua Sharf, I think he looks like he remembers that, too. So anyway, we digress. Christmas is right around the corner. And if you need to get your shopping done, several things, check out Joshua Sharf's beautiful photo art. That would be a wonderful gift. Or the Vino and Veritas
book club
with the AmeriChix. Check that out
and
on
Dr.
our website.
Crane,
or a new business with Chris Cantwell. That could be a good thing. And be sure and use all of our sponsors that you hear throughout our show. Be sure and patronize them. It's because of them that we get to stay on the air. We are so grateful for each of them. And so be sure and check that out. They're all on our website as well. We know them. They're great people. And so we would highly recommend that. Want to jump in here, though. We're talking about Tabor, Taxpayer Bill of Rights. Thank you. We actually had some good news from the Supreme Court. That's awesome. I have two questions for you. Yesterday, Joshua Sharf, we had Hadley Heath Manning on with the Independent Women's Forum.
They do phenomenal work.
They do great work.
Such a good organization.
They really do. And appreciate Susan Kochevar, though, pushing back on the Social Security potential fix, because I think there are some questions there. So that's one of the things we do is we have civil conversations about this.
But I push back as well. I did.
Did you need a kudo?
I do. Yeah. Wasn't just Susan. And just so everybody knows,
Susan, don't take it personally.
The point is the family, paid family leave act. This is the reason we're talking about this is because Colorado is considering forcing employees, every employee, regardless of whether you're married, you're going to have a kid, or you're too old, or whatever you decided, that everybody's going to have to give
pay
money out of their payroll.
And probably the employer's going to have to pay something too.
So that
too.
People get paid family leave,
right,
instead of just family leave.
And, but it seems to me, Joshua, like that should go to a vote of the people, because it seems like it's a new tax to me, but they're going to try to get around it. Words matter instead of a tax, which is what it says in Tabor, in the amendment. Yes. They've been getting around it by redefining taxes as fees. They may call this a premium. Speak to that.
Yeah, it's a real problem. Part of the way that Tabor has been chipped away at over the years is exactly what you just said, where they will take something that clearly is a tax that's unrelated to the idea behind a fee is if you use a specific service, then you pay a fee for that specific service. You go to the state parks, you have to pay $5, $6, $7, whatever the entrance fee is. And the idea is that that's directly tied to your use of that service, and it helps fund that service.
Yeah, you're benefiting from it.
That's the idea behind a fee. What's happened, unfortunately, is that they've begun redefining taxes as fees, and it becomes more and more unmoored from the actual, you know, from the actual thing that you're using to this idea that, well, you know, you sort of want to have it around so that if you want to use it, then it'll be available, which is the definition of a tax. It's not the definition of a fee. So what's happened is the courts, one of the approaches to defend against this was to go to the courts and say, well, you know, rule on this, that this, that they shouldn't be doing this. And unfortunately, the courts have gone the other way and ruled and given them ever increasing latitude to redefine these things. It's a real problem because then you're focusing on what the word is rather than what, on what the thing is. You know, we'd be focusing on things, not words. And if they call this, if they want to call this a premium, a payroll tax premium, it's not entirely clear that the courts would shut them down on this. It's a real problem. Possibly the only way to put an end to this kind of mischief would be a referred measure or would be a citizen initiative to say, no, this is how we're going to define this. And it has to be directly tied and go back and reassert what we meant by Tabor in the first place.
It is a tax because this money is all going to go to the state for them to administer it. And then they are going, and then when somebody wants paid family leave, they are going to apply to the state for that money.
It's absolutely a tax because it's you're going to say that income tax isn't really a tax because you don't pay it unless you have income. Right. Or you say, well, you know, a business, this isn't really a tax because you don't pay it unless you have revenue, unless you have payroll. But that's what a tax is. I mean, it's a general tax. It's a general tax level on some form of activity. It's not a specific. Excise tax or a specific fee. It's a general tax level, and this is going to be raising that. It may be supposed to go into a particular fund, but I don't think that. But you're paying it whether or not you're going to make use of it. Yeah. You know, if you're paying that on your payroll tax, whether or not you're married or whether or not you have kids or going to have kids.
Right.
So it seems to me that it's clearly a tax.
Right. Right. I'm seeing an opportunity here, Molly and Joshua, as we move into this next year. I think we need to do something to really put some meat back into Tabor because they have been chipping away at it for the last 25 years. And the people of Colorado, because 73, that big income tax increase, ostensibly for education, went down. 110, that huge state sales tax increase for transportation, went down. So people are saying, we're not that interested in a lot more in taxes. Now, I know that, the candidates that won across the board, you know, and many times they're big government, big tax people, but there's Republicans also that are doing that as well. I think that we need to get our brains around the right message here, and I think we need in 2019 to go to battle to get some meat back into the idea of Tabor.
Well, the idea again, if you notice at the Tabor at the local or district level, often when people are at, sometimes they say no, sometimes they say yes, but they're more likely to say yes if a school district or a fire district or somebody or a CFD or something comes to this, the facility, the cultural scientific mm-hmm. and cultural facilities district, comes to them and says, we'd like a tax increase. People, because they kind of see what the money's going to, are more likely to vote for that. They don't like these sort of large money grabs at the state level. And I think politicians who would be pushing for that would do well to keep that in mind.
And I think also sunsets on these. I think that there needs to be sunsets on all of these tax measures to say that after a certain amount of years, we're going to come back to you and we're going to re-ask instead of just a tax that goes on forever and ever and ever.
Yeah, frequently there are. And you see that at the local level as well, that you have to vote for it to be renewed. Most of the time they get renewed because it's already baked into people's budgets, already baked into mm-hmm. their thinking. You know, after it's been on the books for 10 years, you're already paying 2.9 cents instead of 2.8 cents. You're kind of used to that. Mm-hmm. But at least they have to come back and make the case.
Okay. Now, we have basically 2 minutes, and so you have to answer this question in 2 minutes, Joshua Scharf. And that is, you know, these new rules regarding online taxes here in Colorado from the Department of Revenue. Seems to me like that should have been a Tabor question.
So it's undeniably burdensome. It is undeniably puts the burden of proof if there's an error, puts the burden of proof on the business, and that's especially bad for small businesses. Yeah. It will act as a barrier to entry. However, because it's not an increase in the general tax rate, it's a change in how the sales tax is administered from district to district, it probably was never really a Tabor issue.
Interesting. One other quick thing on this, though, and we were talking about it during break. This is so burdensome on small businesses. What I think is going to happen is a lot of small businesses, because you're not sure if you can get it right. And if you don't get it right, you could be fined. And of course, Jared Polis had actually said something about putting employers in jail, having you know, criminal penalties.
Not even just a financial penalty.
I think there's going to be small businesses that'll say, you know what? I'm not going to do online sales in Colorado. So it's going to take away consumer choice.
It will, as I say, it will act as a barrier to entry for small businesses. And if they do choose to do that, they may end up having to be baked into their insurance, baked into their liability insurance.
Which they have to pay for.
Which, of course, will also increase as well. Yes, that's right.
And if all the small business owners, entrepreneurs, innovators leave Colorado, what's that going to do for their tax revenue that they need here in Colorado?
You are Debbie Downer, aren't you?
How is the government fat cat going to stay fat if all of the entrepreneurs leave?
Molly, I don't think they ask themselves that question.
Economics in one lesson. Buy it for somebody this holiday season.
that's your fourth
There's
Christmas
my solution.
Gift.
I'm going to come up with a solution.
I love it. So, hey, Joshua Scharf, it goes too quickly. Love having you in studio.
Always fun.
It's great. So we're going to get you back in 2019. Thank you. Keep your eye on the ball on this. I sleep better knowing that Joshua Scharf's watching this stuff.
I do, too. You know, when we say, you know, it is so boring to watch the government stuff that's going on in Colorado at the federal level. I mean, it really takes a lot of time. And so it's nice to have somebody like you that shares this information with us. But you can't give up, because as boring as it is and uninterested you may be in watching the government, they are really interested in you.
That's for sure. What do they say? Politics. Poly comes from many, and tics is that blood, you know, sucking thing that gets on you.
Yeah.
So you have to pay attention.
Blood
Joshua
suckers.
Scharf, thank you so much. You know,
my pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
Okay.
And have a Merry Christmas, guys.
You too.
Thank you. And Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Is over. Is that over?
It's over.
Okay. So, yeah, I never get that quite
nights.
Right, but right around there. So, hey, Thomas Sowell quotes, "I have never understood why it is greed to want to keep the money that I've earned, but it's not greed that when they want to take somebody else's money." So let me say that one more time. "I've never understood why it is greed to want to keep the money you have earned, but not greed when you want to take somebody else's money." Thomas Sowell.
Yeah. It only becomes greed if you are a private citizen. But once you become a government, it's all right. This is the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim. Y'all have an awesome day. God bless you, and God bless America. Don't serve.